the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, October the 1st, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Senator Bernie Sanders says the FBI needs to probe past statements by Kavanaugh. Also on the Monday rundown, could a Florida Supreme Court conflict spark a constitutional crisis? And a new report finds over 124 million Americans live near toxic threats. Now, our top story. In a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley Saturday, Senator Bernie Sanders demanded that the newly reopened FBI investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh examine both the serious accusations of sexual assault against him and whether he lied to Congress in his testimony. That report from Common Dreams, they quote Sanders, in order for the FBI investigation regarding Kavanaugh's nomination to be complete, it is imperative the Bureau must not only look into accusations made by Dr. Ford, Deborah Ramirez, and Julie Swetnick, it should also examine the veracity of his testimony before the Judiciary Committee. Common Dreams adds the Vermont senator went on to call on the Senate to not constrain the FBI probe to 1 week, arguing a truly thorough probe could take longer. Meantime, Florida is in the midst of its own Supreme Court nomination controversy. Tramell Gomes tells us that comes as terms for 3 of the 7 justices expire around the same time a new governor will be sworn in to office.
Governor Rick Scott is publicly claiming his right to find replacements for Justices Barbara Pariente, R. Fred Lewis, and Peggy Quint. But in a lawsuit, the League of Women Voters and Common Cause argue that this power should fall to the incoming governor. Speaking on the Rotunda podcast, League attorney John Mills says lawyers have agreed and the law is clear that Scott doesn't have the authority to fill the vacancies.
You know, when somebody tells you they're going to do something crazy, you should believe them. And so we do believe that he'll do it, even though he's admitted he doesn't have the authority. And the second those nominations are made, if he's in office and he makes an appointment, we have a constitutional crisis.
That's because the 7-person court needs 5 justices to make decisions. Scott, a Republican, is pushing forward claiming precedent from past governors working together during transitions to avoid extended vacancies on the high court.
While Scott claims he'll work together with his successor on interviewing nominees, agreement is far from certain. And it can take more than courage to leave an abusive situation, as money concerns often prevent survivors of domestic violence from getting away from their abuser.
The Kentucky Coalition Against Domestic Violence is asking folks across the Commonwealth to help raise money to provide emergency assistance for survivors of domestic abuse. Whitney Reynolds with the Coalition is coordinating the All-State Foundation Purple Purse Challenge in Kentucky. She explains many people who experience domestic violence will also be abused financially.
Their abuser may have control of their finances, or they're not used to ever having control of their own finances. They're not comfortable leaving because they don't know how to sustain themselves financially.
Every dollar raised goes directly to help an abuse survivor with supports that can help build independence, including legal services, housing, food, childcare, and transportation. More than 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have experienced violence from an intimate partner. Learn more at kcadv.org.
During this month, Kentuckians are encouraged to raise awareness about domestic violence by wearing purple or donating to the Purple Purse Challenge. National park sites in Nevada and across the U.S. are more than $11 billion behind in maintenance needs, but Catherine Davis Young reports Congress may take action to address the issue this week.
The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee is set to meet tomorrow to discuss a proposed fix to the repair backlog for the National Park Service. Marcia Argist with the Pew Charitable Trust's Restore America's Parks campaign says Congress hasn't made a major investment to upgrade the parks in more than 50 years, but the Restore Our Parks Act being considered by the Senate would provide up to $6.5 billion over 5 years for maintenance.
That would enable us to preserve historic projects, historic buildings, trails that are eroding, campgrounds and other visitor amenities, and ensure that visitor access is maintained.
Argist says even in a polarized Congress, there's been strong bipartisan support for investing in national parks. Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto is on the committee considering the bill.
Finally, Stephanie Carson reports chances are you or someone you know live near a potentially hazardous chemical facility, and you may not even know it.
A new interactive map and report released by the Environmental Justice Health Alliance identifies 12,000 such facilities that it says present health and safety risks. Based on the report, 124 million Americans live with the threat of harm, or 39% of the country's population. Eric Whalen with the Alliance says the map is a wake-up call to those who review it.
A lot of folks just aren't aware that there are over 12,000 chemical facilities in America, in neighborhoods and towns all across the nation, that could at any moment explode or emit poisonous gas and, in some cases, kill thousands of people.
The analysis suggests that 125,000 schools and 11,000 medical facilities are vulnerable to a chemical disaster.
The Trump administration recently attempted to block rule updates designed to improve chemical disaster prevention measures at more than 12,000 facilities. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for starting your week newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.